Action Junkies Podcast. Morning Fix. I'm going to give you some numbers, and I just want this to sink in, okay? Cody Bellinger is batting 324. He's got four home runs. He's got two doubles and 11 hits. So basically half of his hits are for extra bases against left-handed pitching. Max Muncy, he's hitting 316 with two home runs against left-handed pitching. And Verdugo is hitting 364 with one home run against left-handed pitching. So can we put this to rest now and just decide we will let the left-handed batters play every day and stop with the matchup nonsense that Dave Roberts and the Dodger front office likes to put into play? They managed us right out of the World Series 2 years in a row, and they will do it again if they continue to play a lefty swap. And more importantly, well, I'll get to him in a minute, but it's crazy. You see the kind of year that Cody's having? It's because you put him in there every day. You got to let these guys fail against left-handed pitching sometimes to make them better against the right-handed pitching. Does everybody understand this concept? Baseball is about reps, just like life is about reps. The more times you get up to the plate and take a swing, the more times you will get hits. It's called the law of averages, right? You've heard me say it a million times about a million things. And I say it as a derivative from baseball. That's where it's applicable. It's crazy. Cody Bellinger is having a career year already. Tied for the league lead in home runs with that tall freak of nature in Milwaukee with 14 home runs. Yelich. 14 homers. We are not even on May 1st yet. That's insane. It's insane. The other thing that is insane is that the Dodgers continue to try to close out games with Kenley Jansen. And now don't start sending me DMs and go, he's got 10 saves. Great, dude. He's also got two wins. And you know how he got two wins? By blowing saves and then getting bailed out in the bottom of the ninth by the Dodgers. Because we have the most explosive offense, certainly in the National League. You could probably argue in all of baseball. And if you don't want to agree with that yet, let's circle back to this conversation in October and see if I'm right. Because Seager and Jock Peterson, they're not even hitting against lefties yet, but they will. They'll come around, or we'll platoon Jock and we'll put in, what's his name? Oh my God, just went blank. Chris Taylor or whoever. The point is, the writing's been on the wall. Let me just tell you about Kenley Jansen, okay? He's got 10 saves. People are only hitting 189 against him, and he's got two wins, which is alarming because it means he blew a couple saves. But he's been in 14 games. He's thrown 14 innings. He's given up 10 hits. Three of those 10 hits are for home runs, and he's been in the league for 10 years. So if you can't spot that this is the decline of Kenley Jansen, I don't know what to tell you. If you don't see that, last year he gave up 13 long balls. Our closer gave up 13 long balls last year, and he struck out 82 people. The year before that, you know how many he struck out? 109. Year before that, 104. Last year, he struck out 82, and he walked 17. It's no good. You can't win like that. Last year, he gave up 13 home runs. Before that, his average year, he'd give up six. He averages giving up six a year. And a lot of those are when they used to bring him in the eighth inning, if you recall, or they bring him in a non-save situation. And I think we can all agree that on a non-save situation, his energy, it's just human nature. He's not on top of his game. He thrives under pressure, or at least he used to. Now he's just, he just doesn't have the chops anymore. 10 years. I mean, what do you want? Not everyone is Mariano Rivera and can go whatever that guy. How many years was Rivera? Close to 20 years? I got to look that up. How many years was Mariano Rivera? This is where if I had a stats guy, he could look this up for me. But I don't have such luxuries. I can't even talk today. I don't have that kind of luxury, okay? I'm not Joe Rogan yet, okay? Yet. Give me some time, people. Well, I'm never going to be Joe Rogan. But listen, that's a tall order, okay? It's a tall order. Let me see here. Mariano Rivera. I mean, his numbers are just crazy. He was an all-star 13 times. I mean, what else do you need to know? 13-time all-star for a closer. Do you know how hard that is to do? That you have to be so consistently, insanely good. It's just, it's crazy that this man has been able to do what he did. Okay? And Kenley Jansen's great, but he's just not Mariano Rivera. And he doesn't need to be. But what we need to do, what the front office needs to do, is they need to figure out that the writing's on the wall with Kenley Jansen, and we got to get somebody else in it. And the answer is not Baez, even though he's been doing good this year. We got to sort this out, because I'll be damned if these LA Dodgers don't make me the predicting genius that I am, because we blow it either by sitting the wrong guys or putting in the wrong guys. And we can't allow that. I don't know how to stop it, but I'd love your feedback. Shoot me an email. Shoot me a DM. Action Junkies Podcast. Thanks for listening. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to the Action Junkies Morning Fix. Morning Fix is powered by Your Mixed, yourmixed.com. That's the letter U, the letter R, MIXD.com. Those of you that are recording artists and you need your final mix done, you can get it done at yourmixed.com by their Grammy certified team for a really low price starting at $99. So check them out, and we'll see you next time.